Hi, Explorers. I'm Adriana Scorey.
I'm Cindy Dowsett.
And I'm Lauren Rodick Eberly. We are the mamas behind Kids Who Explore.
Come along with us as we cover all corners of raising kids in the outdoors.
We are honored to share the mic with adventurers from all over the world.
Thank you so much to B&Me for sponsoring today's podcast. B&Me is expandable outerwear that was inspired by a New York mama trying to keep her baby warm while bundled in his baby carrier. The Booker coat and Booker vest has side invisible zippers that unzip halfway for a growing baby bump and unzip all the way, giving plenty of room to fit your baby underneath in your favorite baby carrier. Both the Booker coat and Booker vest can be worn individually or used as a layering piece underneath your heavy winter coat or spring fall jacket, tying into your own personal style. Wearing one coat together with baby makes leaving the house so much simpler and getting around a lot warmer for the wearer and the baby. The Booker coat and Booker vest are thoughtfully designed outerwear pieces for simplified parenting. They are available for both men or women. I personally own the Booker vest and love how it's an extra layer for warmth on really cold days, or on other days saves me bundling up my little one in so many layers because I know she's warm wrapped up on me under my Booker vest. Plus, it's cozy and fashionable. Check out bookerandme.com to shop. Find the link in our show notes. Hi, ladies.
Hey.
So we're back today and we're talking about how to dress your baby for winter adventures. So Adri and I are right now in the thick of this with our babies. And Cindy, you are an expert on dressing kids. So you definitely dressed your babies when they were little. So one of the big things that we've been learning about is layers.
I would definitely say layers are the number one thing for getting out adventuring with your kids. If your kids are too hot or too cold, that is going to be what ends the day for you.
Right. And one of the really great tips that I got is that if you figure out what you would be wearing as an adult, just add one more layer to that as a kid. But I do feel like it's a little bit different if you're baby wearing versus if you're not, because if I'm baby wearing Collins, then she has my body heat. And then usually I have a baby wearing jacket, so I have that wrapped around her as well. So that's kind of an additional layer. But I do love the tip that to check a baby's temperature, you check the back of their neck. And that's especially helpful if they're in the carrier, because, you know, sometimes like their hands might feel a little chilly or their feet, but they might be warm enough.
And when you feel the back of their neck, Laura, like, what are you just trying to see if they're warm, or what are you feeling for?
Yeah, I'm just feeling that they're somewhat a neutral temperature, that they're not too hot or too cold.
Okay.
I'm just basing that on what I would feel like if I was too hot or too cold as well. And then I know if I need to remove a layer or add.
Yeah. And you always want to make sure you have a backpack with you so that it's super easy. You can take your baby's layers off if you need to, or if there's an accident, which I'm going to tell you right now is going to happen,
right.
You'll have your extra layers in the backpack.
Well, Adri's first adventure with Turner, she didn't have her backpack. She had a stroller of outfits that her husband pushed along, right, Adri?
Yeah, with a diaper bag full of every different material as well. Like the sleepers, I didn't know at the beginning what to do at all. So I didn't know that you maybe shouldn't have like cotton against their skin, or like I packed fleece. I packed his denim jacket because I thought, oh, maybe he'll want like a photo shoot by the lake, and multiple layers of things that, yeah. So I really did overpack with that, but I just truly didn't know like what kinds of material to layer him with. I just wanted to make sure that he was like warm enough and then didn't get too hot as well.
Yeah. So super important that the layers that you have right against their skins are ones that are going to wick moisture away and not absorb it and hold on to it like cotton would, and keep them cold. So a really good base layer to have directly against their skin is a base layer that is either synthetic or wool. I know merino wool is raving and trending and really being talked about right now. It is definitely my favorite to have on a baby and my kids. But if people have wool sensitivities, then there are different synthetic fabrics for long underwear that you can use. You can look at the tag. They usually have nylon, polypropylene or rayon, or a blend of those fabrics. They usually have some kind of spandex to offer a comfortable stretch, but you want it to fit snug without feeling constrictive. So the materials you're looking for are going to be super dry. So like I said, excelling at wicking and dissipating sweat. and you want them to be durable, you're going to be washing the layers a lot more because of different accidents that might occur in them and spit ups. And absolutely no base layer is invincible no matter what material you're buying. So just make sure you're looking for the most durable option. And then which case synthetics would be your best bet. And then odor retention. So some synthetics add a finish that inhibit the buildup of odor causing bacteria, which helps, especially when you're going to be going multiple days between washes.
Guys, I don't know if I've been the luckiest person ever or what, but Collins has never had a blowout ever.
What?
Yeah. Ever? Like, we use cloth diapers. So maybe that's why. But like, we on Instagram, we asked people about their first hike with baby, and so many people were like, oh, it was everywhere, like huge blowout. She's never had a blowout. She's 10 months and never.
Wow. I use
cloth diapers. She goes to the bathroom every day.
We definitely had blowouts. We had our fair share of blowouts.
Really? Okay, so I am literally the luckiest person ever.
You must be.
I mean, I've seen blowouts with other babies.
Diapers, and we did with, was when we went outside adventuring, we would actually bring disposable diapers.
And did, okay, so I have sometimes taken a disposable adventuring, but then put, you know, the cloth diaper covers, the ones that don't have an insert, over top.
So maybe that's the trick I was missing when I was adventuring with babies.
So that could be a trick for people if they want to know. But once again, I think maybe I'm just lucky. Yeah. I'll tell you after the second kid adventuring.
Yeah, all the parents on here are just listening saying, oh, you just wait. It's coming.
Right. Yeah. And they're all mad at me for stating that fact.
No.
Okay.
So you want to have that first base layer, and then you want to put some kind of fleece on the outside of that as a mid layer. So you can go out to stores, you can buy a fancy mid layer fleece. But what we actually used when we had babies was just their sleepers.
Yes.
I love them because they had the booties already attached. So I would have a wool base layer, I'd have wool socks, and then I would have a fleece over top with the booties built in for the pajamas. And then you would put your waterproof or water repellent layer on the outside of that. And if I was worried about colder temperatures, I would actually put wool socks on their hands and then put their hands inside their mittens.
Genius.
When they were babies. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so good. I'm saving all of these tips. And then what about for their heads? Like, did you just have one hat, one toque for them kind of thing, Cindy? Or do you have any tips or tricks for that for a second layer on their head?
I really liked using fleece toques. You can find ones that have a Velcro that attaches underneath so that they can't pull it off when they get to that stage. And I found that that was enough. I mean, if it's really windy, sometimes you can put, usually their outer layer will have a hood on it that you can put up over their head. Or like you said, I didn't have a baby wearing fancy jacket like you're using, but I just took a blanket and just tucked it around the carrier when they were little.
And how cold do you guys go outside with your babies? Because I know we all kind of have different answers about this.
I'm still learning I'm in the phase of just trying to discover like what's right for us. In our area, we definitely have wind chill as a concern out on the farm. So it really depends how windy it is and a combination with the temperature for us. But kind of a rule of thumb, I like the recommendation there around minus 15 degrees, probably no less than that, no less than that, I would say, for us right now. That could potentially change. And it also depends on the activity that we're doing. So if you're taking him out on a sled or that kind of thing, I don't like when it's windy or super cold because he's not being worn on me at that time. But then if he's hiking next to me and I have my down jacket around him, then I'm a little more comfortable to head out when it's a bit more chilly.
Right. I kind of watch what the wind chill is. So like you said, if it feels like minus 15, that's where I usually draw the line. But because we're talking about babies here right now, if we're baby wearing them and her face is tucked in by me and then I have her all covered with the jacket, I feel like she's also not getting hit with the wind. So that makes me feel a lot more comfortable than, like you said, if she's in the stroller and the sled or something like that. And what about you, Cindy? I know you have older kids, so we'll talk about that more at some point, but do you remember what your rule of thumb was when they were babies?
It was all a blur back in those days, but I would probably say minus 10, minus 15.
Yeah. I guess we should also add, we're talking in Celsius right now.
Yeah, right, right. That's good. It definitely depends if you're carrying them or if they're in a sled or in the back carrier in a hiking backpack.
Yes, for sure. So my brother and his wife gave me hand-me-down base layers, and that's really good because I feel like they, like the Patagonia ones, which this is not an ad, but they last forever and they're such good quality that you can pass them down between kids, I guess, depending how much you're really using them. But so we love the Patagonia base layers. And then, like you said, putting clothes on top, and then I'll have her winter jacket and or snow pants on. And then most of the time I'm baby wearing. So then she has my body heat and that layer. And then I have boots and a toque on her. So that's usually my go-to. So it's pretty much what you said, but with those kind of three layers. But mitts are such a challenge to get on their hands that I really loved your tip of the wool socks. I think that would be a key because she gets those off instantly. And we've already lost so many mittens, which you did on a hike too. But mittens, everyone, are a great gift to buy babies because the parents will thank you when they lose them and they know they're going to have to pay for them. And then hopefully someone else on the trail finds it and uses it.
And you definitely want to find the mittens too that are the longer sleeve. Like they go higher up on the arm. They don't just stop at the wrist.
Right.
And then a really good trick is put the mittens on over their mid layer, the fleece mid layer. So right now we're using the Mech Bunting fleece. And if you put it over top of that and then put their outer layer on, the outer layer has that like tighter elastic around the wrist. So it just acts as an extra barrier from snow getting inside, but also it's just tighter. So it's not harder to get off.
Right. Yeah. And I think one thing that we are really focusing on emphasizing to mamas or, well, mostly mamas, is that be careful postpartum. We talked about this before, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Listen to your body and decide when you're ready for these adventures. So it might just be a short little walk around the block, but don't push yourself too hard in those first few months postpartum.
Yeah, I just want to add to that too, actually. So just pairing up with my husband there on our first adventure and just being very chill. And I even brought like the stroller and that out, and he was wheeling behind with all the supplies. But it really allowed us to kind of go, okay, we're going to sit at this picnic table and we're just going to relax a few minutes. And it's just really about soaking in the nature as opposed to completing that hike and trying to kind of rush through it and make it back to the car in time. It's just about pausing and really listening to your body.
Yeah. Just being outside, right?
Yeah. And a good rule of thumb too, if you are going outside too early postpartum and you do start showing signs that it's too early, and those could be pain or prolapse type symptoms or bleeding, then it's time to go home.
And to be clear, the workout really has started when you're layering your baby. Like,
yes.
So just try to be easy on yourself. And if you got your child dressed and you really didn't even make it through the front door, that's okay too. At least you're trying to kind of get going a little bit there.
You know what? That is such a good tip, Adri, for winter with babies, because you don't see the fact that, or on Instagram, I guess, you don't see the fact that most babies aren't going to like getting dressed in all these layers. So there probably is going to be tears and it's going to be a little bit frustrating, but then it's so worth it when you get out the door. Because I know even Collins, she does not like getting her jacket on and getting all bundled up. But then the second we're out the door, she is so happy and so content and at peace that it is worth it. It is worth it once you get out there.
All right. So ending today with our questions. Lauren, what piece of advice can you share with families to get outside?
Okay, my piece of advice that goes well with what we were talking about today is baby wearing. First, make sure it is safe to baby wear. And I recommend everyone goes to see a pelvic floor therapist after they have given birth so that they make sure everything's okay and then get everything safe and sound again. But if it is safe to do so, baby wearing is so great for baby and for you and allows you to get out and explore a little bit easier.
What's one of your favorite recommendations right now?
Okay, one of my recommendations, which is a recommendation all the time, is to make a bucket list. So I have so many of them, But I did make a winter bucket list in order for us to think about all the things we wanted to do in the snow to get outside. And then the other is that now that I'm back on Long Island, I made a Long Island bucket list of all the places that I wanted to hike or do nature walks. And I think when you have that list, then you can refer back to it and you make sure that when you have downtime, it's not just spent idling or trying to figure out what to do. You just refer to the list and then you go explore.
That's a really good idea. Let's end this with a challenge. You challenge families too.
Nice and simple. I challenge families to go on a walk in their neighborhood. And if you already a person that goes on walks in your neighborhood, I want you to take a different route. So if you turn left, turn right, and just make it different.
I love it. What a great piece of advice, especially during these times right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks, girls. It was nice to talk all about these layers, and I'm glad we have this saved so that I can refer back. Thanks for adventuring with us. Please subscribe and share your love by reviewing our podcast with 5 stars. And follow us over at Kids Who Explore on Instagram and all other social media platforms.